I believe, and I think that I could ask for a show of hands or a voice vote, but I don't, I'm not going to do that. This is just a very small little gathering in here today. But I would guess that the hardest thing any ones of you in this area, in this place, with which you've had to contend, is the separateness. You want to be a brotherhood because you are a greater brotherhood. And I have felt like the mean, mean stepmother. That says thou shalt not. Because it gives the wrong impression. It plays into the hands of the Bo Grices of the world who would now absolutely shred you. The hardest thing you've had to face in this place where there is both misery as you come into your growing processes and learn that this old world is mean. And you have to live it within it and use it properly. No big deal here. No get rich quick schemes here. Not even a collection plate that would unite you. It would be nice if you have coffee to put a dime in the cup. And it's been hard because the first few who came here, you didn't understand what was coming off. You didn't know that you could grow. Oh, it was a thought out there that you knew you had a responsibility to produce some of these things. You didn't know what it was. And you shared. And every one of you who shared it then, including Doris Ecker, say, Father, please let me go back to some of those early days where we just had a potluck in my kitchen. And it was my kitchen. Maybe the whole world, including everybody in this room, thinks that Doris has a home. Doris has no home. And I'll tell you how real it is to her. She has still not unpacked the things packed in the bathtub and in the shower. And in the attic, they're boxed, ready to move. And they're going to court right now. Right now in the process of going to court over a vacant lot next door. Where was Bo Grice? Where was Bo Grice when the marshal and the lock changer were at the end of the street and the SWAT team was around the mountain behind? And you once stood in her face just by being there. Red Beckman, wonderful. He simply refused to fill in forms. Doris and EJ never even refused to fill in income tax forms. Why wouldn't Bo Grice believe these ones? Why does he believe George Green and the garbage? The next time there was trouble, Gene Dixon called Bo Grice personally and said, Bo, we'd really appreciate if you'd come on over here. This thing has come to a boil again. And they're going to bring that SWAT team out there again. And Bo Grice at that time said, I'm not going over there because they stole that house. They've been living there. And he went through this whole thing, except for the $10,000, and maybe even that, at that time. And Gene Dixon said, I'm telling you, Bo, that is a lie. I have been involved in this litigation now, and I know the facts. That is a lie. And Bo Bright lied again. He said, I'll be there. I have something else to do, and the plane is being, but I think it'll be ready. I will be there. Was he here? Not only that, never a word. The least you could do to your lenders of $19,000 would be to make a call and say, hey, I'm not with you, or whatever. Don't you think that would take 2 minutes and at least be gracious? But I guess Mr. Greitz doesn't feel anyone deserves graciousness. And somebody's land gets flooded here. Let's all go to court for this man. And Jerry Spence writes a nice letter and says, I hope it is resolved satisfactorily. Why do you think Jerry Spence doesn't want any involvement? Jerry Spence sits with Bo Bright. And the Eckers stole a house. You see, it doesn't even add up. Tried to steal, stole. What does he say? How did the Eckers get so much control over something that doesn't even come to them? I think that right now is a good time to read this. I want everyone listening to me to realize that I am reading a private letter that Doris Ecker sent to James Bo Greitz. Apparently, James Bo Greitz called contact and spoke with Rick Martin. Would like Doris Ecker to come on his radio program because he had been witness before and people were disrespectful. He was going to give her a chance for respect. Now, in retrospect, having heard this and more to come, how respectful has it been? So Rick refers the invitation up to the house. And I make a response. Dorma is shattered to hear what he has just said coming back from other people who heard him. The audacity to be totally insulting on his prior programs and then saying, I'm trying to work out to get an interview with this hat on and that Doris Ecker, that's already hit. So in the midst of all of it comes the nice call, Rick, old buddy, you know. And when she got her tongue back in her head and her brains re-engaged from the affront, it's hard to understand when you aren't doing anything to anybody, have done nothing but help those people, that they do this to you on national airwaves. Well, she got herself under control, just as I suggested that she would respond in a day or so. And as it got worse, she responded more quickly than we could have hoped, didn't she? Right after the next set of assaults, she responded almost instantly. She put down what she was doing and said, I'm ready to respond. Now, this is her response, and I want to know why it is that this response cannot pass the lips, it's such bad language, of one Colonel Bo Greitz who can kill 375 people at a whack and be in the special forces, travel the world, be in Panama with Noriega in his gun sights, and he cannot speak language from a 62-year-old woman, no matter how bad it is. He could handle truth fuck Eckers. I don't think you're going to find anything like that in here. So I want to read this so that I can allow all of you to see what maybe he could not bring himself to utter and what maybe Tim Binder could not bring himself to speak. It's so bad. To James Bo Greitz from Doris Ecker. Now that seems up front. Regarding request for interview. And then she did deteriorate. I have to admit, she went into an emotional, insane fog and said, "Dear Rambo." I find it most interesting that you, with all your medals and kills to your credit, would bother with me, a 62-year-old grandma, homeless and unarmed. You were unresponsive to the myriad of communications recently sent to you. You say that Rumpf Speaker Jay-Z is sure easier on the eyes than that ugly old woman for the lizard. Well, Mel Gibson is a lot easier on the eyes than is aging Rambo Greitz. Now that might have done it. I never claimed to be anything but what I am, a chubby 62-year-old grandmother. I do no entertainment or traveling shows or any other sham. Who the dickens are you? When an attack is so blatant against that which is unbidden, it shows that there must be something greater at stake, Bo Peep. That might have done it. What is your hang-up? You say, "I'm nothing, then why do I annoy you so greatly?" I do not effort to get your audience or your crowd. As a matter of fact, I find you quite despicable and have for a very long, long time. My contacts with you have been at request, not from my desire to have anything to do with you. That might have done it. That would be hard for him to say. I am told that you have contacted the contact to request an interview with me. They have presented this to me for response. Me, the same old hag that you have been deriding, hiding from, and owing to the Institute some $19,000 in loans, according to George Green. Unpaid, unrecognized, and totally ignored. Or did George Green simply get the funds and take the money himself, as seems to be his modus operandi? He said it was for a 900 number and would be paid back within 10 days to 2 weeks outside. Yep, old EJ and I may well not be very bright, but we are getting much brighter all the time. What is an interview worth to you? $19,000 that you owe the Institute? Gosh, I figured not. Oh, well, maybe you wanted me to pay you another $19,000 just to get to be on your cheap shot program. Well, I don't have anything, so guess you won't still want me. As I grow older, it is easier to accept the insult. You have to get in line for ripoff artists. You aren't even as good at it as Green and Anderson among hundreds of others of your buddies. Now, I think maybe he wouldn't want that language to pass his lips. But then I realized that all you have said has been opinion, and therefore please accept my opinion. You, to call yourself a servant of Jesus Christ, God, and country, are without exception the foremost yellow-bellied, as in reptile, coward I have ever encountered. That would annoy him. A viper would be more honored than can you, even in honor unto self. You said to the call receiver that you have no other way to contact me. Come, come, Rambo. You have made many calls and sent faxes to me, and nothing has changed about my phone number or fax number. Could you be doing this nifty little trick-or-treat to further ridicule? Well, you bring only dishonor and focus of idiocy upon yourself. That would annoy him also. I am left here to wonder why, in other ways, you had to ask such a question regarding interview. I have never given an interview to anyone at any time, at any price whatsoever. Or are you offering the $400 you said I charge for this interview you have in mind? You never repaid anything else. Why would I expect follow-through except from the bomb squad, ATF, or SWAT team in either instance? You see, he took that out of context and used it. Further, be I so evil and reptilian as stated and as you have indicated to your listening audience that Doris is Hatton and Aton. I have to point out to you that you are a bigger liar than cheat. You state that, with me, you have spoken with that lizard. Well, why would you wish to interrogate me for anything? You are the hero, Rambo of the killing fields. Do you really need another scalp from an old woman who simply respected you and honored you beyond all hope? I recall well a big hug at the airport as you departed to Hatchipee when you said, hold the course, because with all the flak, you must be right on target. Well, guess I was, and didn't even realize which target. I believe you will note from the writing I sent earlier today that I not only no longer have respect for you, but consider you to be one of the most dangerous disinformation tricksters of the generation, and in full service to the satanic forces of the New World Order, you are a fraud. Now she gets around to telling it like it is. That would be hard. That would really, that's language. I suggest you take up the interviewing with one who claims to have had this Hatton move with him to Nevada. You, Bogreitz, call to inquire. How many are there of you up there? This after George Green told you the same. Hatton move with him. Along with some nut called Croton. George claimed to the world that Hatton had left Tehachapi and moved with him and Desiree to Nevada. I assume since he immediately efforted to cover his theft of hundreds of thousands of dollars from the Institute to which you owe the $19,000 and set up a deal with Gary Anderson, who advertises your participation in his program, that you surely would realize that any ticket selling for anything related to this adventure would come from him and not from a stupid old bag from California who never charged nor collected a penny for anything, even you and your charming counterpart. You dare to call the elite bastards treasonous bastards. That may be it, because now she's lumped him in. You are the treasonous, and you sold out your own team players in the jungles of Asia, Panama, and every other place you have set up your military Green Beret operations. You too were sold out, but that does not make it right for what you do now. Go right on and play with the serpents in the snake pit, good friend, because I have no such thing around me except when you and your partners enter my unfortunate pathway. Why would you take time for a fraud, an impersonator, and especially one who has nothing, does nothing save right, and has hardly anybody around who seems to give a damn? Could it be that I am not the fraud? Do I overlook, and perhaps you intend to repay the Institute and me by paying me interview fees so that you can bring down your debt like the good old government? As to spacecraft rides, surely you jest. And at $1,200 a ticket, boy, you must have lost all your marbles. That can only fit into the category of a George Green with his UFO tales and lies. Or did Mr. Green refer you to me? Why, then, did he fail to remind you of my phone number? Just what is there here that causes you problems, Colonel Rambo? This really doesn't make you look very good, sir. More language, undoubtedly, that he cannot bring himself to utter on the airwaves. Why in God's name would you want me for an interview on your expert authority show and tell? I do not wave God like some kind of convincing banner or another, as you do your excuse for salvation. I do not speak for a bunch of alien ETs of any kind. I serve God of truth and light. Which one of those scaly things do you serve that you recognize them even when they aren't there. No lizards show up to or with me. You and your buddies can easily kill me, I assume, if that will help your ego gratification, hero. You won't have to defend an invasion of the Waco caliber or even put up with trying to cover a Randy Weaver type of incident with wires from the FBI. It must not be hard, except perhaps on the conscience, if you have such a thing, to blow up or out a retired old woman and her husband. Now, what she didn't put in there, and now I'm a little sorry that I didn't let her, was that she promised to send him her schedule of everywhere she would be, and she promised further to keep her back turned to him so it would not intimidate him. No, sir. I don't think your request is even remotely one of interest in my participating or your infamous radio show, God help us all. You want to document such invitations so you can have some more sport with me. For your sport with God is probably pretty short-lived these days. I never have, never shall, and certainly not for a bastard such as you. That did it. That is a bad word. True. But a bad word. Do interviews. On the other hand, she said it, I didn't. I do not do entertainment programs, seminars, or even autograph sessions, for you see, much of the work I have done is hostage by George Green. Therefore, I guess he gives the interviews and autographs since he now claims Hatton. I do have a banner song called Onward Christian Soldiers, because I know what Christ means. And it is not what you tout through your lying lips of deceit. You can joke and tease and tout and entertain the audience with all your wisecracks, business adventures, etc. But I place my full trust and faith in God Christ, and I do it openly in everything I say and do, in every walk of my expression to the best of my ability. You make a mockery of the very term, and it shall not be me who pays for your indiscretions, Commander Grimes. That is between you and God. You said to your audience at one time that you would probably have to sit in the cheap seats. No, sir, I expect that you may, well, not have a seat at all. But then, aren't we glad that Doris doesn't have anything to say about it, in interviews or otherwise? Well, this old soldier is weary of imposters like you. I shall be no further threat to you, Rambo, nor will I stupidly fall for your further cupidity in action. You just move right on with your money-making schemes with thieves and robbers and have fun. I don't mind joining the ranks of my brothers and sisters in the food lines if that is what is required of me to serve with them. It is not the obvious thieves and crooks who have taken our once great nation and brought it into a godless pile of garbage. It is you and ones like you. You become the Antichrist in the disguise of God and Christ, and that coward is the greatest evil of them all, of course, in my humble opinion. You supped at my table at my expense, and you vomit your venom upon us all in total contradiction of truth. You have kissed the cheek in betrayal and asked that I would come forth for more. You are arrogant and insipid in all you represent, and I bow to God in thanks on my knees that you were not given the helm of this nation, for it would have been worse than the infection in power. I guess that I have to decline your offer to interview on your program, for I am sure you would be waiting to pay me for such, and I do not accept gratuities ever for any reason, and it would surely be awkward for you to explain. May you continue to have fun in sport of everything decent and all decent and trusting citizens who would follow the piper to the cliff's edge and jump in. May you always find peace and comfort in your prayers and goodly rantings. Also, may your partners ever find you the foolish dupe you are at their demand and at their hands, for you are a sorry representative for goodness. God blessed you beyond others, and you have shown your scales and colors, good killer of people. Remember something, old friend. God wins. And I suggest you look around, because that is something you have stated over and over again. Who do you serve? You can slay this old woman. You will not slay God. And the God I serve is the God of light and truth, come to reclaim His creation. I suggest you check out the fingerprints of slitherings upon the sand to see to whom you have sold your soul. What price did it bring? I would guess not much more than the fees for dreamt up tickets on flying machines or interviews. May you rest in peace, for by now in your deceptions against your fellow citizens, you must be having some bad moments as your deceit and partners in operations are revealed. You made another statement on the radio about Doris Ecker. You said, God bless her. He has. There is no wound you can longer inflict upon my body or my being, Rambo, for in every wound there is a star to match it in my crown. And we're both going to get upset here, old hats on and old Dharma, because it's true. You glow in this room like a star in heaven, you people. Not just her. Every wound you get, every lesson you learn, and move and stay closer to God, oh, you cannot imagine the stars in your crown. And it chokes me up, because I cherish you, and I serve with you, and I serve God, and I'm proud of it. I have unto my passage and beyond. What do you see in your future? A gold stash offshore, guns and knives and Rolex watches and flying machines with props? It is a fact my transportation will be in lighted wonder. I would hope you would reconsider your journey, for it would seem to me, in my opinion, that you head for the pit, not the mountain. I should ask that contact send this to you, because that is the silly routing through which you made the offer, or whatever it was, perhaps the kiss of betrayal. Perhaps they will consider printing this response also. I further suggest you keep looking over that shoulder, because if you are so confused as to thinking this old woman is your deadly enemy, who is, do you suppose? Do you think I am going to get you with my fountain pen? So be it. Could it be that you can kill the messenger but not the message? Good luck, you pitiful coward among men. You will also find accompanying this a couple of things faxed to us from Maureen, just received here, sent to her from Green. I suggest someone is nuts, and brother, it is not me. Now, he cannot separate Doris from Dharma, from Hatton, and I tell you, I would be proud to have written that. We're growing.
Works for me.
And I think that it has nothing to do with anatomy, that he cannot repeat this language on the air. And to me, all of you listeners to both gripes and hatred of me, you better think about it. What is in this letter that is so pornographic you cannot repeat the language? Especially if you are innocent. Would you not repeat every word of it, just like we're going to print and release every word of his tapes and writings to everyone who will listen? There's nothing in his language are ours that I will not share to the four corners of the world. And I wanted that to be read into the record. We don't get many chances on a witness stand in a court of law. Nor do we get much protection from the Rambos of the world, do we? That may get different. Maybe God has a few Rambos even of the world, of his sleeve. He certainly has a plan, and it's okay with me. And it may seem to be taking a little while, but confound it, it takes a while to wipe out the vipers. They're dangerous. They bite. And they make you sick. And they hurt your heart. But they strengthen your soul. And don't you ever forget it. Let's go on with this travesty.
The whole thing with the U.S. University of Science and Philosophy was set up through Green. And here, remember what Binder said yesterday? Brookings Institute, who now is running your major defense and international programs, has controlled that university, along with British intelligence MI6, for a very long time. Well, again, Tim Binder, the man who says that the MI6, the British intelligence, nor the Brookings Institute, controls the University of Science and Philosophy. So, Bryce, when we come back, we'll take John's call. We'll bring on Dr. Tim Binder. You stay tuned. We're 2 minutes away.
Okay, I'll pass forward.
Okay.
Obrecht's back with you in the Portland, Oregon area today. We're not here for the Tonya Harding hearing, which is still going on. We're here for sites, specially prepared individuals for key events. And our next stop in preparing people is Northern California, Paradise, in the Sacramento area. If you're interested in a site schedule, because we have 10 cities that we go to across the United States, you can dial 1-800-476-0685. They'll give you a free schedule along with a free newsletter if you haven't had one before. And I think you'll find it very informative. We're going to take John and Ron's call. Let me finish up my thought here real quick, because we'll bring on Tim Binder then from the University of Science and Philosophy in Virginia. I just wanted to wrap up. Doris Eckert says that she is the secretary of the voice for Hassan, who is God. So this is a fairly important thing. Now, in the old days, if you were a true prophet, you had great respect. If you were not true, if you made one false prophecy, they had a simple solution. They just stoned you. Well, Doris, in speaking for God, has said that there was going to be this movement through the photon belt. Everybody had to buy these weird welding glasses, or you were all going to be blind. And she also put out the word, and I found it rather humorous, that George Bush and Henry Kissinger and almost anyone else that was a person of any authority was a clone by some kind of alien business. And I could just see Barbara Bush going to the closet each day, and here would be five little Georges. And this is literally the way that that Dharma or Doris presented it. And I guess you'd plug them in, charge them up, depending on which one you wanted, with the red tie, the blue tie, the green tie. And when George blew his lunch, his sushi, while he was in Japan, and of course that was confirmation he was some kind of a robot. Well, you judge for yourself. Here's where Doris, and I guess it just came out. This is the Hassan's latest announcement to the world. Apparently he's having trouble with some funds. He says funding for the project was arranged and funding made and transferred for the upstart, but a great deal of the same. What that means, I don't know. He says, you don't seem to understand how bad is your circumstance. The funds were there, but because every transfer must go directly through Chase Manhattan Bank, there the Israelis, yes, I said Israelis, stop the transfer. I'm just quoting from Hassan. And it says, it was stated by Kissinger, certainly don't like you. This means Hassan, God, Atom, and the Eter. I'm not sure Henry Kissinger even knows who Hassan is. Doris immediately got on.
Stop. It's funny he didn't laugh about that when he was here. That very subject was discussed with him when he was here. And he agreed. Old Rambo agreed. All of the Rockefeller brothers, Chase Manhattan, were taken out and replaced. That didn't bother him then. I find it interesting that it bothers him now. I'm not going to tell you how much money, but it was several million that was shifted from Europe. New laws went in that you ones don't even know about and are basically the crux of the matter for the North American Free Trade Agreement. playing right into the hands of the bankers so that they are not restricted from easy flow of money back and forth across your borders. Every foreign entry of money by law goes through Chase Manhattan Bank. Henry Kissinger has been in charge of the political arena in the United States of America since Nixon. Brent Scowcroft of the Mormon Church is the Mormon representative to that council. Right-hand man to Kissinger. I do not care whether you believe it or not, go look it up. He can ridicule and make these ridiculous statements, but the Chase Manhattan Bank of New York is run by the Israelis. And they were afraid that this was, quote, a company influx of money, and they tied it up to find out what the CIA new projects are. Is that specific enough, Colonel Grimes? There ain't no operations here. And if someone sets himself up as willing to run your nation and survival programs and doesn't know that, then I don't think you want him as your leader. And when he says, of course I know all about everything in Panama, I revealed it. Come now. Come now. What was he doing there in the first place? Protecting the interests of the drug runners. Noriega was getting out of control. Well, didn't he want to go in and assassinate Noriega? After all, he is out of Delta Force and he is a trained assassin. And he trains other assassins. Oh, you damn right he did. When that mission was called off and he couldn't shoot Noriega, or maybe he did. He's not apt to tell you, is he? Since he doesn't believe in replicas, we have to assume he didn't. Oh, I think it was an error to take on God. I'm just a little honcho. God's considerably larger than 9.5 feet. And I think that you will find some authentic, at least enjoyable provings of 9.5 foot beings that once inhabited your own earth. An ancient Sumer. Rick's produced a couple of pictures that I find quite interesting.
They even found them in America. The mountain people were 9.5 foot back in Pennsylvania, Ohio.
Well, I don't want to distract Colonel Grimes. But if he doesn't even know the workings, he is one to put down the banks. We're going to pay off this national debt with one coin. I find it very interesting that if he is going to do all of that and he claims to know all about the banksters, that he does not know that every foreign influx of money is required by law to go through Chase Manhattan Bank. Man, if he doesn't know that, he is the prime idiot of the day. and you can quote Hatton as saying it, because Doris doesn't mind speaking up either. Go on, please.
Kissinger's hit list. And then Tom jumps on here. We're talking again about Dr. Kim Binder and the university where Doris began to say, or Tom began to give out all these revelations, but they came word for word from works that had already been copyrighted, recorded, out of and were the property of the University of Science and Technology. Why Mr. Green, we're going to talk to George Green about this, has been ordered to keep those journals, those are the plagiarized journals, off the public ability to obtain them. And why is it so important for them to keep the truth of light in God, the Palladian connection theory, banned and held in court? Well, I can tell you, I think that's what Tim Binder's telling you. They've been plagiarized, that's why. And here's the last bit here. It says, why? Because this came out this week. And apparently, Dharma or Doris is answering the question, why didn't this get in last week's paper, which is the contact? This is Tuesday, and the paper is already at press. And yesterday, Dharma was still in emotional shock over Sunday's event. It is not easy to realize that she was the center of a full military operation to kill you. Now, this is God speaking. And further, a standoff between the elite commanders who set up the deal and the command with spacecraft in ready for battle, seen by everyone in that ground squadron. Quote, the largest of numbers of debriefings and orders for silence came out of the scrub mission on Sunday than in any other operation on your globe. That was the mission to kill Doris Eckert. I think she's got a case of justifiable paranoia.
Here's her last words.
It says, Tom, to stand by. To you who continually box this computer this morning as we write, I guess you've been computer problems. I have them all the time. I suggest you withdraw, for I am most happy to make this available to any and all readers throughout the globe. Your tampering with the equipment will not make one measure of difference in that presentation. Only proof to my scribe of your ongoing monitoring, tapping, and intentional evil against this once great nation. And then we talk about paranoia. It goes on to Dharma, thank you, scribe. The monitors are going to wipe out the program if we go further. Let us close this. As you can see, the computers are ready to self-destruct. No good enemies. You will not blow out this machinery and kill her. I stand between thee and she. Good day, Hatan, to stand by. Give me a break. You're going to send that lizard god $300,000, $400,000, $750,000. Well, people are doing it. But the reason this program is on is so maybe you can see a little more light than the Eckers have allowed you to see so far. John, I'm off my soapbox, guy. Go ahead.
Well, with that kind of important information, I feel that this is kind of small.
Oh, you go right ahead. Let's determine that.
Colonel, I thought you'd like to know that communists from Washington are now spreading their venom into your backyard, Las Vegas. It seems that Senator Ted Kennedy will be here in Las Vegas this weekend to raise money for his reelection campaign.
Why in the world would anybody in Las Vegas care about a liberal Democrat from Massachusetts?
Well, I don't know, but they're going to be holding a reception here at the Las Vegas Country Club at the home of Dr. Elias Gainham. And since I live in the country club, if anybody wants to go in front of their home and picket and they need access, I'll be driving around the area.
I think it's wonderful. Would you be willing to give us either a phone number or an address?
Sure. 698-5384.
Wait a minute, now, could you take 698-5384? 5384. People get mad at me all the time for talking too fast when I'm calling out numbers. So get your pencils ready. This is 702. Area code. It's Las Vegas. Ted Kennedy will be there, and John lives in the same complex, willing to give you some directions if you'd like.
That's important. 702-698.
That is really important. John, 5384.
Yes, it's a secure complex.
Well, when they pull up, maybe if they're going to help you pick it, they might call your number.
Yeah, I'll get them through the gate. And I've still got the bumper sticker on my car that says Ted Kennedy's car is guilt for people that might not.
Yeah, I think there's a few things, and maybe we should ask a ton about Ted Kennedy. John, we're going to have to go to this little break. We'll be right back.
Okay. This is Binder speaking, of course, about the balance of the universe.
Okay.
Do you want to get that on?
Sure.
Okay.
And
now, fast forward a little bit.
Pardon?
I said, how about that lizard god stuff?
No comment.
No comment.
You have to sit through the discussion of the binder. I don't have any objection. Ed Young would find it most interesting and has, I'm sure. And I would like him to listen to it many, many times as there is some discussion, although I don't find anything of any value in this. Yes.
I listened to it very carefully, and I didn't think he represented it at all, though.
He doesn't know anything about it, number one, and you were not back from the lunch break. There is some particular information that I want you to pay attention to, and I have made a little statement, and it is the radiation, which does absorb part of the ozone, and I